You're listening to SBS News.
Scott Morrison praised migrants for developing and shaping Australia at his Liberal rally in Western Sydney, but his message shifted into the need to cap migration rates to ensure infrastructure can be maintained.
But it's also important to guarantee and continue to support the quality of life that Australians have living in our fast-growing cities all around the country.
The Prime Minister also announced extra money for infrastructure funds to reduce congestion in Australian cities. But the Federation of Ethnic Community Councils of Australia's Mary Petetsos is worried Mr Morrison is suggesting more migrants will cause further congestion.
This group of people has somehow on their own distributed across the country, contributed to traffic jams in Sydney and Melbourne. Is kind of a false connection in my mind.
She has called for all political parties to avoid drawing links between refugees, migrants and investment policies because they are separate issues.
So I think the connection between the two things is dangerous because it sets up a sense that some individuals, when they come here, have had an extraordinary impact on our traffic, which is in fact can't be true.
Scott Morrison has described his approach as sensible and says he wants to preserve the lifestyle of migrants already in Australia. He wants them to secure jobs and pursue education opportunities.
Whether it's the Chinese community, the Lebanese community, the Jewish community, the Korean community, there are so many. And they have all made such an enormous contribution.
Both the party leaders addressed their supporters in different states, but each had different messages to deliver. In Melbourne, Bill Shorten unveiled his $4 billion childcare package at an election rally to reduce costs for families.
A Fair Go action plan for every Australian in health, in education, in wages policy, in action on climate change, in equality for women, in helping with the cost of living.
Bill Shorten says he is worried the nation's wealth isn't being shared fairly.
This imbalance, this unfairness, this shifting of the burden onto millions of middle-class wage earners is why we as an opposition have made the decision to offer something better.
But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg hit back at the plans.
Whatever spending promises Bill Shorten says at this election, it's funded by higher taxes. So he's giving with one hand and taking with another, and he's going to slug the Australian people with $387 billion of high taxes, so his spending promises are not worth the paper that they're written on.
Labor has also promised to make dental care more accessible for older Australians. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he'll invest in seniors' oral health so anyone with a pensioner's card can access the dentist supported by Medicare. Aged and Community Services Australia says the plan will help address availability issues and ensure older people are not disadvantaged. Labor's Penny Wong talked up her party's dental plans.
An investment in pensioner dental care for 3 million Australians. Support for nearly 3 million Australian pensioners and Commonwealth seniors healthcare card holders.
She also showed her support for Chisholm candidate Jennifer Yang as an example of multicultural Australia. Miss Yang is running in the Eastern Melbourne electorate against the Greens, Liberals, an Independent and several others.
A woman who will make our parliament more equal and more representative of the wonderful, diverse Australian community that we are.
Early voting opens on Monday ahead of a leaders' debate in Western Australia. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.